Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Debs Garmes. Batting second. The first baseman, Fred Schuelt. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting second. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Debs Garmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garmes moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garmes moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Garmes scores. There goes Schuelt trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch bunts towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bluge moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bluge moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is hit by the pitch. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is one for one in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is one for one in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Bludge moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Marbury settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Marbury covering, for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Schultz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Manish reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 2 in the game. Marbury hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Melillo. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Manish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosselin moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sherin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to home to get Reynolds. West moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Harris pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. Kerr moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 3 in the game. Marbury hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Garms steals second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Garms moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Garms scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gosselin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult juggles the ball. That's an error on Schult. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bluge reaches second base with a double. QL moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. Bluge scores. It's Browns, 4, Senators, 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. West hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 4 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bluge bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. It's Browns, 5, Senators, 5. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-5 in the game. Melillo bunts, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 6-5, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-5 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherin moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice pinch hits for Mo Berg. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for General Crowder. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 6, Senators, 6. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bludge. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Bludge steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Browns will come to bat. Howard Maple now catching. Bill McAfee now pitching. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Schult bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Kerr covering, for the out. Garms moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Maple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin is walked intentionally. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAfee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult fields the ball and throws to Stewart covering. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to third. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.